Good morning. I have a question for you. Have any of you ever not been able to do something or been told that you can't do it because you're too young? How many of you had that? Yeah. All right, well, I have a story for you, a story about two brothers. One's older and one's younger. Well, this older brother, one of his favorite things to do was to play football with his friends. Every day after school, him and his friends would go out and play until it got dark and they had to go back inside. Well, one day, the little brother wanted to play football with him as well. But all of the friends said, "No, we don't want him to play. He's too young. He doesn't know how to play." Well, the older brother convinced his friends to let the little brother play. And they all had played a great game of football, and from that day forward, the younger brother was a regular part of their game. That's what Jesus was talking about today in our gospel lesson. The people were bringing little children to him, even as small as infants, to come to Jesus. But the disciples said, "No, don't do that." But Jesus told the disciples, "No, let the little children come to me, for to them belongs the kingdom of God." We just sang it in the song, "Jesus loves me." Little ones to him belong. Now, how do you know that you belong to Jesus? Right, you were brought to Jesus by your parents at the font in your baptism. Now, did you know exactly what was going on when you were baptized? But you still believe that Jesus is your Savior, right? And that's the faith that Jesus was talking about in today's gospel lesson. The faith of the little ones. That even if you don't know exactly what's going on, you still believe and trust in Christ as your Savior. And whoever does not receive Christ with the faith of a little one, just like you, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. But yet, you have come to Christ. You have come to him. He has touched you with the water and the word. And because of that, you have that faith of the little one, and you will enter into the kingdom of heaven. So let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for allowing us to come to you, to come to Jesus, to be touched by him, by his word, and by the water combined with the word. We ask that you would continue to have us come to you to hear your word and hear of what Christ has done for us, and to do this for the strengthening of our faith, that we too may enter into the kingdom of God. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's children said,